Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Luy Nishma Asayim Yaakov Shom Le'ab Asitzchok. We're holding Bo Basro Daf Samechtes. And the Gemara Amud Beis speaks about the case when a seller says, except for that specific tree, that specific dekel, that one palm tree. Says the Gemara, we check it out. If it's a good tree, so that means he wanted to exclude that from the sale. If it's a bad tree, so he meant to say all trees should be excluded from the sale. Says the Rashbam, what does it mean, a good tree? So the Rashbam, Dikletavu, Kloimar, Min HaBenoinim. Good tree means not good tree, means a middle grade tree. That they do enough fruits. So then it means he's excluded only that. Diklabisha means it's a bad tree. So you see here, the Rashbam gives us a yesod that when it says good means a good, and it also means middle. The Beinoni, the middle one, is also included in good. And this is pointed out in the Tshuva Sefer Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmoin, the early Tzemach Tzedek, Simon Yud Aleph. He brings the following discussion. What happens if you have somebody who was obligated to give to his friend begodim toivim, good clothes? Can he give him Beinoni begodim? Can he give him middle grade clothing as well? So it says the Tzemach Tzedek in Tshuva, he says, I bring you two rayas. The toiv includes Beinoni. One, our Rashbam. Rashbam says that a good tree means a middle grade tree. Second, he brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara there speaks about the Shloisha Sfarim Niftochim. You have the Sefer of Tzadikim, of Beinonim, of Rishoim. How do we know about the Sefer of Beinonim? So it says, the Gemara brings the Pasuk again. It says, Yimochu mi Sefer, the Sefer of Rishoim. Chaim, the Sefer of Tzadikim. Ve'i Tzadikim, like a Sefer, the Sefer of Beinonim. So the Pasuk, when the Torah says, in Tzadikim, alika seivu, referring to Beinonim, we associate the Beinonim with the Tzadikim. So you see over here that the Beinonim is, if you have to put, where is the middle ground person belong to? More to the Rishonim, more to the Tzadikim. He belongs more to the Tzadikim. That's the Raya of the Tzemach Tzedek. The Maharsham in Tshuva, Chelek Beis Simon Kuf Tzedek Zayin, brings this Tzemach Tzedek. And he starts by saying that the raya from our Gemara is not a raya. Because here he's saying, what are we talking about? We have someone who says, I want to exclude a tree. So when it's like this, if it's a bad tree, he means exclude all trees. If it's not a bad tree, that means that specific tree. Says the Rashbam here, when the Gemara says the words diklotavo, it doesn't mean good tree. It means a middle grade tree. It comes to exclude the next sentence, which is a bad tree. Here, because of the next sentence, you speak about bad, so then I know that good doesn't mean necessarily good, it means Beinoni. But stam, when a person says the word good, it may mean Beinoni. And he says the raya for Gemara Roshon is also not a raya, because when it says tzaddik, tzaddik means someone who is nitzdak bedin, tzaddik mishpotoi. And because of Beinoni, wins the din, because mat klapi chesed, so therefore he's also including tzaddikim regarding the din. And he goes on there to bring his rayas to here and to there. So this is an interesting discussion, is a Beinoni included in Toiv or not? Just to conclude, that the Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Mem Tes Amud Beis says, the Gemara brings that Yaakov, Brit Yabas Yaakov said, Kol shechaveyu nenash al yodoy, ei machnisim oysu b'michot mechitzos shakosh bohu. Someone who causes his friend to be punished, so he doesn't go into the place of HaKosh Bohu. So the Gemara, how do we know that? So one goes back and forth and concludes and says, it says in the Pasuk, Gam onush la tzadik loy toiv. It's not good for the tzadik to cause the oynish. Says the Gemara, what does it mean, loy toiv? Ein loy toiv el ara. Loy toiv means bad. And it says, ki loy kel chafetz reshahoto lo yigur cho ra. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ra doesn't stay with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if someone causes a punishment to his friend, it's loy toiv. Loy toiv means ra, and because it's ra, so that means it can't be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Reisif Engel in Gilurin Yashas, who says, it says loy toiv. Loy toiv, maybe it's not good, but maybe it's not bad. Maybe it's in the middle. And just to add to this, as a side point, B'milsa de B'chuso, Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zatzal told to my father, Bodel Chaim Toivim, when he was in Shiduchim, so it says in the Pasuk, loy toiv yoyz odom levadoy. It's not good for a person to be alone, but it's also not so bad. It's nishlecht. Loy toiv can be not good, not bad. Zok Rav Yisrael Engel, no. Loy toiv means bad, because Beinoni is also good. based on the Rishbam by us. So anything is either good, great, or it's Beni, which is also good. If it's Nish, good. If it's Loi Toiv, by definition, it's bad. The only way to say Loi Toiv is if something is bad betachlis. And this is based on the Rishbam by us. And as mentioned, in the name of the Tzemach Tzedek, this is really Ha'achono to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Because we know, as the Gemara tells us, Rosh Hashanah that Tzadikim Nichtovim Le'alter. The Beinonim Utluim Ve'oyim until Yom Kippur. So as Meduk in the Ramban, the Beinonim wait till Yom Kippur, and then they are Zoyche B'din as a Beinoni. Meaning, at the end of the day, in the end of the process, the Beinonim are joining the Tzadikim to be Zoyche, because the Beinoni is part of good. Beinoni is also Toiv. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.